Chapter 4. I was only 5 minutes too late.
Is it not so? Is it likely? Can one really say it was possible? What for? Why did this woman die? Oh, believe me, I understand. But why she dies is still a question. She was frightened of my love, asked herself seriously whether to accept it or not, could not bear the question, and preferred to die. I know. No need to rack my brains. She had made too many promises. She was afraid she could not keep them. It is clear. There are circumstances about it quite awful. For why did she die? That is still a question, after all. The question hammers at my brain. I would have left her like that if she had wanted to remain like that. She did not believe it. That's what it was. No. I'm talking nonsense. It was not that at all. It was simply because with me she had to be honest. If she loved me, she would have had to love me altogether, and not as she would have loved the grocer. And as she was too chaste, too pure to consent to such love as the grocer wanted, she did not want to deceive me. Did not want to deceive me with half-love, counterfeiting love, or a quarter-love. They are honest. Too honest. That is what it is. I wanted to instill breadth of heart in her in those days. Do you remember? A strange idea. It is awfully interesting to know. Did she respect me or not? I don't know whether she despised me or not. I don't believe she did despise me. It is awfully strange. Why did it never once enter my head all the winter that she despised me? I was absolutely convinced of the contrary up to that moment when she looked at me with stern surprise. Stern it was. I understood once for all. Forever. Ah, let her. Let her despise me all her life, even. Only let her be living. Only yesterday she was walking about, talking. I simply can't understand how she threw herself out of the window. And how could I have imagined it 5 minutes before? I have called Lucaria. I won't let Lucaria go now for anything. Oh, we might still have understood each other. We had simply become terribly estranged from one another during the winter. But couldn't we have grown used to each other again? Why? Why couldn't we have come together again and begun a new life again? I am generous. She was, too. That was a point in common. Only a few more words. Another 2 days. No more. And she would have understood everything. What is most mortifying of all is that it is chance. Simply a barbarous, lagging chance. That is what is mortifying. 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes too late. Had I come 5 minutes earlier, the moment would have passed away like a cloud, and it would never have entered her head again, and it would have ended by her understanding it all. But now again, empty rooms, and me alone. Here the pendulum is ticking. It does not care. It has no pity. There is no one. That's the misery of it. I keep walking about. I keep walking about. I know, you need not tell me. It amuses you. You think it absurd that I complain of chance and those 5 minutes. But it is evident. Consider one thing. She did not even leave a note to say, "Blame no one for my death," as people always do. Might she not have thought that Lucaria might get into trouble? She was alone with her, might have been said, and pushed her out. In any case, she would have been taken up by the police if it had not happened that four people from the windows, from the lodge and from the yard, had seen her stand with the icon in her hands and jump out of herself. But that, too, was a chance, that the people were standing there and saw her. No, it was all a moment, only an irresponsible moment, a sudden impulse, a fantasy. What if she did pray before the icon? It does not follow that she was facing death. The whole impulse lasted perhaps only some 10 minutes. It was all decided, perhaps, while she stood against the wall with her head on her arm, smiling. The idea darted into her brain. She turned giddy and could not resist it. Say what you will, it was clearly misunderstanding. It could have been possible to live with me. And what if it were anemia? Was it simply from poorness of blood, from the flagging of vital energy? She had grown tired during the winter. That was what it was. I was too late. How thin she is at her coffin. How sharp her nose has grown. Her eyelashes lie straight as arrows. And you know, when she fell, nothing was crushed, nothing was broken, nothing but that handful of blood. A dessert spoonful, that is, from internal injury. A strange thought. If only it were possible not to bury her. For if they take her away, then... Oh, no. It is almost incredible that they take her away. I am not mad, and I am not raving. On the contrary, my mind was never so lucid. But what shall I do when again there is no one? Only the two rooms, and me alone with the pledges. Madness. Madness. Madness! I worried her to death. That is what it is. What are your laws to me now? What do I care for your customs, your morals, your life, your state, your faith? Let your judge judge me. Let me be brought before your court. Let me be tried by jury. And I shall say that I admit nothing. The judge will shout, "Be silent, officer," and I will shout to him, "What power have you now that I will obey? Why did blind, inert force destroy that which was dearest of all? What are your laws to me now? They are nothing to me. Oh, I don't care." She was blind. Blind. She's dead. She does not hear. You do not know with what paradise I would have surrounded you. There was paradise in my soul. I would have made it blossom around you. Well, you wouldn't have loved me. So be it. What of it? Things should still have been like that. Everything should have remained like that. You should only have talked to me as a friend. We could have rejoiced and laughed with joy looking at one another. And so we should have lived. And if you had loved another, well, so be it. So be it. You should have walked with him laughing, and I should have watched you from the other side of the street. Oh, anything, anything. If only she would open her eyes just once, for one instant, only one. If she would look at me as she did this morning, when she stood before me and made a vow to be a faithful wife, oh, in one look she would have understood it all. Oh, blind force! Oh, nature! Men are alone on earth. That is what is dreadful. Is there a living man in the country? Cried the Russian hero. I cry the same, though I am not a hero. No one answers my cry. They say the sun gives life to the universe. The sun is rising, and look at it. Is it not dead? Everything is dead, and everywhere there are dead. Men are alone. Around them is silence. That is the earth. Men, love one another. Who said that? Whose commandment is that? The pendulum ticks callously, heartlessly. 2 o'clock at night. The little shoes are standing by the little bed as though waiting for her. No, seriously. Will they take her away tomorrow? What will become of me? The End.